from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland. I'm your host. I think you're going to like this program. Yes, I think you're going to like this program. Today, the topic is how to think like Einstein. How to think like Einstein. I think you're going to be intrigued by this program, and it could be a turning point in your life if you receive it properly. Now, let's get started. I am a spiritual life coach. I'm also a pastor, but I don't have a church. I just to people on the radio and help people on the radio and on the internet. So my church is the world, if you will. I'm just a little guy. I'm a volunteer. I do this as a labor of love. But I have a lot of knowledge, and I know how to get close to my intuition, which we're going to talk about today when we talk about Einstein, Albert Einstein. And I have some insights that could literally help you to turn your life around. So today's topic is how to think like Einstein. Let's get started, shall we? Of course, we all know who Albert Einstein was. He was a famous theoretical physicist who came up with the general theory of relativity and the special theory of relativity. And we know that he was an intuitive thinker. And I want to share with you just why Einstein was able to come up with the realizations that he did. Realizations that literally changed the world. Earth-shaking realizations. And the reason that he was able to do so is because he was very close to his intuition. Now, why was he close to his intuition? That's mainly what I'm going to talk about today. Why he was close to his intuition and you aren't. Why is it that your life is a mess? Why is it that you don't feel like you're living your own life? Why is it that you are not all that creative? And why is it that you can't solve your issues, your mental health issues, your emotional issues, your relationship issues, your financial issues, and so on and so forth? What's wrong? What is missing? And the answer is that you are not close to your intuition. But the question is, why are you not close to your intuition? Because it is from intuition that you could realize the kind of answers that could solve all of your problems. Okay, so why are you not close to your intuition? Why are few people close to your intuition? Now, we all know that some people are. For example, Stephen Jobs was close to his intuition. Steve Jobs, he talked about intuition, how important it was to him in his life. If you ever have a chance to read or listen to the speech that he gave at the graduation ceremony at Stanford University, you really ought to, because it's a real gem. In fact, I have a couple of little quotes from it in my book, my new book called A Weekend with Einstein and Augustine. My new book is called A Weekend with Einstein and Augustine. And in that book, I detail just how it was that Einstein was so intuitive. And also I talk about Augustine, you know, Augustine of Hippo, also known as Saint Augustine, one of the great thinkers in theological history. He wrote the spiritual autobiography. And why was it that he came up with the brilliant ideas that he did? Why was he such a great thinker? He also was close to his intuition. So today we're going to talk about why they were close to their intuition and you are not. So you better pay attention, because you might learn something here that could really help you. I'll be right back after this important announcement. Hello everyone. Many people have emotional and mental health issues. Many people have been diagnosed with adult ADD, bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression. Many Christians would like to hear something positive and practical from someone who successfully overcame such issues. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Mike. He wrote a book called Mike's Story. Mike got unstuck, conquered his issues, and left them behind. Mike wrote to me about his successes, and I was so excited and moved by his story that I helped him put it into a book. It's called Mike's Story. I'd like you to preview the book and perhaps even obtain a copy of Mike's Story in paperback, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nook Book. If you'd like to preview Mike's Story, go to talktoapastor.org. That's www.talktoapastor.org and look for Mike's Story. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The program is called, it's called My Program. My name is Roland. I'm your host. I'm a life coach. And I'm talking about how to get close to your intuition. Now, what is intuition? What is it? Intuition is your closest link to God. God gives animals instinct. Like, for example, a bunny rabbit knows how to be a bunny rabbit. A frog knows how to be a frog. A frog doesn't have to go to school to learn how to be a frog. A cat doesn't have to go to school to learn how to be a cat. So why do you have to go to school to learn how to be a human being? You should not. You should have some basis built in. And you do. And it's called intuition. It's called intuition. Could you imagine an animal that didn't follow its own instinct? It's impossible. Well, how about a human being that doesn't follow his intuition? Do you see? That's not very smart. Now, why wouldn't we follow our intuition? It's given to us by God. It can lead us to a safe life, a happy life, wordless hunches that rescue you from making the wrong turn and going to the wrong place. Also, hunches about which way to go with your life. So you could be like Einstein or like Steve Jobs or like the great entrepreneurs, the great inventors, the great discoverers. They followed their hunches. So why don't you? Well, here's the reason. First of all, you pay too much attention to what authorities say. You listen to what authorities on the outside say. See, and of course, it's in their vested interest to teach you to do that because that's how they get their big salary. That's how they get power, and that's how they get their big salary. So you sit there and you lap up whatever they say. But how are you going to know whether what they say is right or not? See. How are you going to know? Let's say somebody says something. How do you know whether it's right or not? See, you can't base it on their degrees. Why, they might have a lot of degrees, but they may not. They may be dishonest with you, or they could be wrong. How are you going to know? You have to look to your intuition. Does it sit right with your intuition? Inside, does your intuition wordlessly seem to be okay with what they're saying? Or do you not know? See, if your intuition doesn't let you know one way or the other, then you just don't know. You don't know whether what they're saying is true or not. And on the other hand, if inside you have a reservation, if the internal sensor kind of says, wait a minute, it doesn't sound right, if it doesn't feel right, if it doesn't sound right, then just don't do what they say. Don't go along with it. Don't believe what they say. Just leave it as a question, find to wait until you do know the answer from your intuition. See how that works? Intuition is very, very important. Now, and that's what Einstein had. See, he trusted his intuition. Einstein trusted his intuition. He had some kind of an issue that he wanted an answer to, a puzzle that he wanted a solution to or an answer to. And sometimes he thought about that puzzle for a long time, sometimes even years. And then all of a sudden, the answer came to him in a lightning flash. Wordlessly, the answer came to him, and it was right. See? And it came from his intuition. Okay? So it's very important that you learn how to get back in touch with your intuition. So first of all, you have to see that you're too You listen too much to what authorities say. And your second problem is that you look to your intellect. The authorities feed you with facts, figures, and formulas, or you go on the internet, you get all kinds of data and different ideas and different opinions and different facts and so on and so forth, and they all get to be a big mishmash in your mind, and you look to your intellect to solve your problems. But there's not going to be a solution there. All you're going to do is regurgitate what was implanted in there, what somebody else told you. In other words, some external authorities again, who may or may not be know what they're talking about. They may or may not be right. But your intuition is your closest link to God, and it's infallible. It's what you know wordlessly in your heart. For example, a little 4-year-old kid, if someone is being unjust, they're treating one child nicely and another child cruelly, for example, she can see that. She sees the injustice. Nobody has to teach her. She doesn't have to go to school. She just sees it, okay? And she knows the injustice. She recognizes it in the light of her intuition. So now, intuition should trump everything else. You should always check with your intuition every moment. See, that's the way I live. I go through life checking with my intuition. See, I take one step at a time, one step, and I always have my intuition kind of at the back of my mind, so to speak. It's always kind of there, and I always kind of remain in touch with it. And if something doesn't seem right, then I just don't go along with it. That's all. I just don't buy it. I don't trust it. See, I don't trust what someone else is saying. I just wait until my intuition lets me know whether it's true or not. Now, the other thing about intuition is that we tend to doubt it. In other words, we believe if an external authority with all kinds of degrees and a white coat on or some professor or something says something, then you hypnotically believe it and you doubt your intuition. See, but how did they get to be an authority? They got to be an authority by doubting their intuition and by giving themselves wholeheartedly to knowledge, to lapping up knowledge from books and from other authorities. So whatever they know is secondhand, third hand, fourth hand. See, and they don't even know if what they're saying is right or not. Now the other thing about intuition is that and the other reason why we don't pay attention to our intuition is because of emotion. See, as soon as you become emotional, as soon as you become excited, see, then you throw caution to the wind and you make mistakes. If you get excited at a ball game and start yelling and screaming, that's not good. Then what do? You drink too much, you eat too much, you do the wrong thing, you say the wrong thing, fool of yourself, you go to a party, see, you act silly. Or you get excited, you see a new car that you like and you spend too much money on it. You go to the store, you get excited, you want something too much, and you get it and you should never have gotten it. It's a waste of money. See what I mean? And other emotions, you get a crush on somebody and you get involved with them and it's a mistake. Or you become angry. Oh, when you get angry, then what? Then you really make a lot of mistakes. Angry or resentful. But all those emotions, getting excited, getting angry, and so on, they separate you from your intuition. That's why you make foolish mistakes when you're emotional. So you have to learn to calm down, not be so emotional. I'll be right back. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. My name is Roland. Yes, please visit my website, commonsensecounseling.org. That's commonsensecounseling.org, for a lot of really good information there about what I've been talking about. Not only do I explain to you why your intuition is so important, but I actually show you how to get in touch with it again. I've given you some hints today, but some of you need more than just hints. You can hear what I'm saying, and you know that it's kind of right, but when you go out in the world, what happens? You get all caught up in people, places, things. You get all caught up in emotions. See? And before you know it, you lose touch with your intuition, and you get hypnotically caught up in the outside, and then you make mistakes. You live life unconsciously. Okay? So what you want to do is become conscious. Live life, living life mindfully. Living life consciously. That's what you need. And the way to do that is to calm down and be in touch with your intuition. In fact, I have a meditation that helps you to do that. Okay, so now how about relationships? You see, the problem is in our relationships. Once again, what is the problem? First of all, we get too emotional. We become angry. We become upset. See, we become resentful. As soon as you become angry, or you become resentful, or you become upset, it cuts you off from your intuition. Then you become like an animal. And then you react, say the wrong thing, or do the wrong thing. See? Then you begin to wake up and see that you messed up, and you don't like seeing it, so you shut down your intuition again, and then, become emotional again. So most people just live their whole life emotionally. Okay? But for your relationships, what you need for your relationships is you need just-in-time guidance. You need very subtle guidance when you're dealing with your wife, with your husband, with your children, especially when you're dealing with your children. See, if you were close to your intuition, then you would see, if you were close to your intuition, then you would see the need for patience. You would see the need for calmness. You would see the need for wisdom. See, instead of being angry, instead of reacting, you'd see that need, and seeing that need, that would calm you down, and then you would turn within and search for the answer. See, and the other thing about intuition is that if you are close to your intuition and then something comes to you to say, then it's right. See, if it flows from within, it flows from a sincere desire to do the right thing, and you don't even know what the right thing is. You don't want to do the wrong thing, but you don't know what the right thing is. You don't want to give a speech. You don't want to give some pre-planned thing that you, some canned thing that you learned somewhere, because it's not fresh, it's not alive, it's not subtle, it's not timely. You see all that, so you stand there, you don't know what to say, but you want to do the right thing, and all of a sudden you do know what to say. All of a sudden you do know what to do, and you just simply say it or do it. It's usually very simple, and it's right. And then you marvel at how right it was. And it's good because your family sees that you're not the big ego making a speech, that you didn't plan it all ahead. They see that you are honestly and truly want to do the right thing, and you're searching in your heart to do the right thing. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting. Welcome back. My name is Roland. Yes, please visit my website, commonsensecounseling.org. That's commonsensecounseling.org. And find out about my new book, which you can get exclusively through me. And it's called A Weekend with Einstein and Augustine. It's available in ebook. It's available in ebook and download it to your computer or mobile device. It's a fantastic book. It's 430 pages. And I detail just how, you know, if you like science or you're interested in conscious living, holistic living, congruent living, you want to be more creative. Yeah, you want to be more creative too. You want to be an entrepreneur. You want to be a success. You want to become unblocked. You sense that you could be smart, but you're somehow blocked. Well, you should really get that book and read it and see how Einstein did it. See how Augustine did it. Okay? All right. We're talking about creativity. We're talking about intuition. We're talking about being a success in life. And we're talking about dealing with people around you, especially your family, your beloved family. And what's happened to you in your relationships is that you've said the wrong thing. You've gotten angry and you become resentful. You speak out of anger. The emotion is, the energy is anger or resentment or hostility or suppressed rage. See? And you look into your intellect for something, and when you look into your intellect, not only are the answers, at best, the answers are just some pre-digested thing that you're regurgitating, that you heard or read somewhere. But it's also possible that you look into your intellect and a voice talks to you there and gives you an answer, and it's always the wrong thing. It's always creatively cruel, or it's an absolute error. You're totally misled. You're totally deceived. See, God doesn't talk to us. The guy with the horns, the tail and the horns talks to you. And he loves to approach through your imagination or your intellect. Whereas God communicates with us mainly by way of intuition, by shining a light on things. So you just see what to do or see what not to do. See, a lot of times in life is so simple because it's mainly just seeing what not to do. You see which way not to go, and you just don't go the way that way. You don't go the way of error. You don't. Everybody else is rushing to do something foolish, and you don't, and you're safe. You see how that works? That's intuition. It's a gut level knowing. Look, how many of you have taken a course in, self-defense, for example, and they say trust your gut, trust your intuition. Well, that's exactly right. That is exactly right. That's exactly what you must do, but you must learn to trust your gut all the time, to check with your gut, to do a gut check all the time. See? And the way to do that is, number one, just simply to realize that that's your true lodestar. That's your true source of everything, because that's how your Creator communicates with you. See, we're created in the image and likeness of God. I have to give you a little bit of metaphysics here. We're created in the image and likeness of God. God is our parent, is your parent spirit. He's your closest relative. Okay? And He knows what's good for you. In His wisdom, He knows what's good for you better than anybody else. Okay? And He makes what is wise for you, or makes His will known by way of your mostly by way of your intuition. See, where you just simply see what not to do. Now, here's the other interesting thing. I need to talk about this very quickly before we run out of time. But yes, visit commonsensecounseling.org. That's where you can find out about my meditations, about my books. A lot of resources there. Well, it looks like I've run out of time. I was going to say that conscience is also your intuition, except 20/20 hindsight. When you don't follow your intuition, then it comes back as 20/20 hindsight. And once again, we reject it. So learn not to reject your intuition. Don't reject your conscience. Pay attention to your hunches. Hi, this is Pastor Roland. I get a lot of emails, but it's always a special treat to go to my mailbox and find a card or letter from a listener. I love letters from listeners, so I want to make sure you have my address so you can write to me. So here it is. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo. I'll spell it for you. That's R-O-L-A-N-D-T-R-U-J-I-L-L-O. Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. Here it is again, Roland Trujillo, Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. I look forward to reading your letter. Thank you for listening. All of you wonderful people in Southern California, the Bay Area, Seattle area, and around the world on the internet, thanks for listening in. This is a tremendously good program. Go to my archives and listen to this program again and to other programs. Get some of my books. Listen to some of my meditations. It'll do you a world of good. So, until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.